and excuse me if this is my ignorance, but I'm just wondering if you're also looking at your local development plan in terms of the broader housing supply and the proportion which is either affordable through local authority housing or affordable through private in the longer term.
Simple answer, I think it will be a yes. I wouldn't say that we're there yet, but it will be part of the programme for this remit and that chance of questions.
For your information as well, Chris Ashton, who will be featuring further down the line shortly, is now overseeing through the restructure a range of areas including planning and housing, and so I'm sure he's going to pick up your comments as well, so thank you for that, just give him a heads up, he might want to comment on that. Back to the Isle of Health report. Ian, thank you for that. Any comments from members? Sonia and then Jeff.
My woman, please.
Can you press the button, please? Sir?
Sorry. Whether the strategic context section of this report, health and well-being strategy is missing. The reference is to council plan priorities, which is fair enough, but it's only one part, small part of the wider partnership. So I think it will be useful to link it with health and well-being board. Another thing, which I think something to consider, although I'm not sure whether it has been done or not before. From what I understand, we now have some sort of analytical capacity or analytical hub here on the island. And yet at the same time, another paper, which is paper I, Community Safety Update, is referring to complete lack of analytical capacity and the fact that basically statutory assessment of community safety on the island is at risk because there is no capacity. So I'm just wondering whether there is an opportunity to expand our thinking and pull together resources, because safety is an important consideration of well-being, while the well-being and mental health and physical health, my colleague will probably.
Sarah, do you want to add to that?
Just to reiterate, I was going to talk about that between at the end of my paper, which is what I was going to ask for consideration and support for a more integrated approach around analytical work, not just for the Community Safety Partnership, but actually links to the LSCB, the LSAB, the Violence Against Women and Girls group. So it's all the same data. And actually just need to be smarter about how we're analysing it and making use of it. And probably far more efficient, dare I say.
That's a really good point. Ian, can you pick that up as part of your new hat?
Assessing data. I think there's a wider consideration to this as well, which Brian, I'm going to bring Brian into, which is around, at the moment, trying to create this steering direction in terms of the JSMA.
Yeah.
Directives.
Yeah.
So what we need to be focusing on, what are the key priorities and what is our understanding of the population of the island. So these comments are really helpful because I think hopefully Brian's taking note of it as well.
He is
factoring into our JSMA approaches.
So thank you, Sarah, for that. Thank you for raising the point. Ian, you're going to liaise with Brian, and if you can just at our next meeting give us an update. I really think the idea of sharing data is really useful and can save us heaps of time once we can get through some of the necessary kind of caveats we might have to put on in terms of, you know, sharing them, etc. And I know the council is working very actively on data and artificial intelligence, so I think this fits quite well. We've connected that nicely, and we'll take that note down and take it away. Okay. Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, just two things quickly. I should recall that of the declarations of interest, I'm now a trustee of Community Action Isle of Wight, which is a partner to Isle of Health. And I just think, whilst we're noting that, I just draw attention to everybody on the board to the headline performance statistics in paragraph 12, which I believe demonstrates the value that that certainly the council gets out of their contribution to Isle of Health. I mean, phenomenal levels of satisfaction, phenomenal number of people they've dealt with, 38% of the population. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a real success story. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that. Once again, some accurate data on outcomes is very useful. It reassures you that all the theory we're talking is actually coming to fruition. So thank you for that. Right, so then on the partner updates,